It is that time once again, time for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home, blessing women and children in crisis since 1955. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Ken, thanks so much. Ken Adams, ladies and gentlemen, big hand for Mr. Ken Adams, who introduces and closes our programs we call Heartline, the RV radio voice of Evangel Home of Fresno. We're in Jerry Brenneman's office, like we usually are. Jerry is here. We have Mary Ann with us, Jerry. And Mary Ann's kind of indicative of a trend that you were talking about that we're seeing here at Evangel Home. Explore that a little bit, and then we're going to hear her story in particular.
Okay, Jim, thank you. Bottom line, the trend is we're seeing more middle-aged women. And for our purposes here, I define middle age as like 35 to 60. So that's kind of maybe broader than the usual categories. But for the last couple of years, and I don't have hard numbers, but anecdotally, and just who we see in the crisis home and those going to the garden, we're seeing more older women. And things I'm reading, Jim, I read an article yesterday saying that homeless shelters back east, we're seeing a great influx in elderly folks. I mean, you know, 70s and 80s. And there is such a great need for affordable housing for older folks. There's such a great need, of course, for mental health services. But then we have someone like Mary Ann today who doesn't fall into any of those. She doesn't need mental health work. She's not 80 years old. How old are you?
50.
Okay, she's 50. So I was chatting with some of the gals the other day, just that exact thing. You are all kind of middle-aged. There's got to be another way we can help you. So think about it. As I'm sharing, women are literally coming out of the hallway, and it was like a movie. Every one of them was 40, 50, 55. And I think yesterday I counted 7 or 8 in an event we were having. And these are all women who are living here right now. We're not always going to have that many at the same time. But I don't think we are helping them as effectively as we would like to. We just don't know what else we can do right now. Some are in the garden as alternative sentencing. That was kind of, you know, all we had to do there was accept them. We didn't have to think about how we're going to help them, because we kind of helped them all by doing the same thing.
Yeah.
The women who come to the crisis home, we know we have the apartments. They could apply for Crossroads. And yet, when you are in your 50s and all of a sudden you're being presented with classes on parenting and boundaries and stuff, yeah, you might need it. But you also need the fast track. You need to get out there and be able to get an income and a place to live. And that's what we're really praying about, Jim. We have no idea what that would look like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that women like Mary Ann, and actually we can sit down and have conversations about their needs and what they have tried to do to get help and where we might be able to fit in the future.
Yeah, so I guess what's crossing my mind as you're talking is let's challenge our listeners to be in prayer about that. To pray for the staff and Jerry and the board, because these things are going to be discussed and decisions have to be made and plans put together. So pray for them, friends. That costs you nothing. So pray about it. If you have some thoughts, contact Jerry, 264-4714. Okay, Mary Ann, what was going on? How long have you been here?
It's going 45 days now.
What was going on? What was your world that this became part of your present reality?
Bad choices, bad decisions. Basically, a man. You know, I came here, and it was just a poor decision on my part. And how I ended here was a blessing. It was meant for me to be here for spiritual healing. At the same time, decide what path I was going to go with my life. I didn't have a job at the time. I was pretty much homeless at the stage. Even though I had kids back in Reno, I still had to find my purpose and, you know, what my purpose was. And my purpose was to be here to listen to God and to get some kind of healing for myself.
So you came here with or for a man from Reno, is that?
Yes, and I think all of us at one point have done some dumb stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not me.
Just, as we get older, the dumb stuff seems to become more important.
I was just talking with Ken yesterday about some of the dumb choices I made, and Ken did some of the same dumb choices. I mean, We've made bad decisions. It's hard to be critical of somebody making bad decisions when you've made so many poor ones of your own. So you came to Fresno, and that didn't work out in that relationship. How'd you hear about Evangelhome?
Actually, my brother had a list, and he's the one that I guess he called ahead of time. And I spoke to Gina. He had me to call here, and Gina talked to me, and then she said, "You want to come in?" I came in. She did the intake, and she goes, "What do you think?" I said, "It's meant for me to be here." Mm-hmm. And I came here, and I've been here ever since.
Now, have you been in the working world in your past?
Yes, I have. Working.
Do you have a career?
Yes, in retail.
Okay. Did you like it?
Yes, I did.
Are you going to plan to go back to it?
Yes, I like customer service. I like working with people. That's where my strong suits are.
Okay.
Now, it's interesting, too, because I don't know if anyone caught it, but she said she's been here 45 days.
Yeah.
Really? 40? You've been here that long? Well, our
28-day program.
It's a 28-day program. But that's the beauty of who we are and what we can do. If someone like Marianne is really trying and things just aren't working, we're going to extend that time. So that's what we're trying to do. And right now, that's basically what we're doing for people in her situation until she can really take a step and start making a good choice for the next step. One of the things that happens, as many of us know, you get in a bad spot in your life, and along comes somebody, you know, the white knight on the horse, maybe, is going to bail you out of that situation. Then that doesn't work, so now you have compounded the situation. And I think as we get older, Jim, that's what happens. Our one bad choice has more repercussions than it ever did when we were 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And then so we make another bad choice, and it's like a constant stone on a pond. You know, the ripples just go on and on and on. Yeah. And so it's our hope and prayer that Marianne can just kind of stop throwing pebbles in the stream. The ripples stop, and she can be at a point of healing where maybe she can make a better choice.
Yeah. Well, let's back up a little bit. Have you been in a program before?
No, I haven't.
So no shelter history?
No.
So what did you expect, and what did you find?
Well, when I came here, I had anxiety because I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
And, you know, you get to the thinking, well, why am I doing here? What's my purpose? Mm-hmm. And eventually after you pray with the girls kind of bond with you, the staff starts helping you, then you find yourself in a place where you can actually breathe and think. And I did a lot of those times when I spent a lot of time in my room just alone thinking, God, why am I here? And eventually the puzzle started getting together. And I found what my purpose was. And mine was more, I was in a spiritual crisis. God had me here to listen to him so he can direct me and show me clarity as to where I'm supposed to go in my next journey in my life. And I feel now that I'm a little bit stronger now, a little bit more healthier since I've been here. Now I feel it's time for me to move on to my next part of my journey.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yes.
So yeah, whatever that is.
We don't want you to move and take too strong of a step until you're sure.
Yeah, don't make another bad decision.
No.
You know, Jim, it's interesting, too, because staff does believe every woman in here, whether it's staff, board, or resident, is brought here by God. If we begin to think, well, God brought you, but he didn't bring you, or God brought me, but he didn't bring you, then we've lost it, because then we've fallen totally into our own way of discerning things. So for whatever reason, we believe God brings every woman here. Some of them, we really wonder why he brought them here.
Yeah.
but he does. And sometimes he brings them here for our benefit. Sometimes he brings them for their benefit. And
sometimes it's Jesus disguised as a problem child.
Exactly. He's got a lot of disguises, doesn't he? But it's true. And, you know, that's very freeing. It's kind of like when I realized here, people used to say to me things like, you know, how many have you saved or how many women were saved? And it's like, oh, I just cringe when I hear that because I don't save anybody.
Right.
I don't even know that I lead anybody. I can point the direction to Jesus, and that's all I can do. And he does the rest.
Yeah.
That is incredibly freeing. That isn't our job to save these women.
It's certainly not put a notch in our belt.
No. And, you know, that's what it appeared. That's, Jim, I'm also even very careful when I have a speaking engagement somewhere and the folks ask me to bring one of our residents. I am very hesitant to do that for that very reason. I can make it, they set themselves up at that point, that maybe they were really bad, they accepted Jesus and things got good, and people applaud. And then maybe that's the first time they've ever heard applause for mm-hmm. what they did. Mm-hmm. So the next time they tell that story, they got even worse.
Yeah.
And so then they're not dealing with the present at all. And so I very seldom take a resident with me when I talk, because mm-hmm. I think the notch in the belt can take over, can hang us.
Yeah.
So, ooh, this is a whole other topic. Yeah. Sorry, Marianne.
And we're running short of time, but we did want to touch on Heart Sisters just
a
little bit.
Yes, yes.
Marianne, tell us about that. What's going on? As we record, it's a couple of days before Valentine's
yes,
Day, just
yeah.
to put us in a historical context.
Heart Sister Week, well, this is my first one, and it's to bond with our sisters. You know, we're at home, and these are our sisters. And so it bonds us closer. We share. We pray with each other. It's just a moment, a week to laugh and to giggle and just be ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful because you see, Valentine's to me is not, for me, since I've been here, is not about presents, about, you know, we don't have a man to share Valentine's. It means more. God's love is in my Valentine's. Mm-hmm. He's the one that's given me my strength, so he's my Valentine. So he's given me more than just presents and candy.
And then sharing that
yes.
love of Jesus in relationships within the
exactly.
within the room, yeah.
So that to me is a new experience for me, and I bonded with a lot of the ladies here and the staff, and they've been wonderful to me. I love Jerry for opening her home to me,
yeah.
and the staff that graciously pray for me, even when I don't expect, but they pray for me, and they've uplifted me. So this whole week is very special. This is going to be, I think, the best Valentine's for me this year.
My listening friend, pray God's best for Marianne. Well, she still is discovering what future is best for her. Jerry, we have less than a minute. Kitchen remodel, where do we stand in that?
We have pretty much significant plans. We know what we're doing. I think we will begin to demolish what we have the end of February, the beginning of March. We don't have to demolish the whole kitchen, but we are extending one of the walls. We are changing the traffic pattern out there. So it's going to be probably a three-month thing by the time we start and finish.
Yeah.
We are asking for prepared food and Costco kinds of, you know, big frozen, already prepared. All we have to do is thaw it, because mm-hmm. we will have women and children to feed during that whole time.
Yeah. So there's a challenge for you, my listening friend. Jump in and help us out. The kitchen's going down. We still have mouths to feed, women and children. So if you'd like more information, give us a call.
We need to explain the kitchen is not going down because it's being closed or
right.
forever. It's being remodeled.
And thoroughly remodeled.
Yeah.
All new equipment, new walls, new everything. So thanks to the generosity of our listening friends. Ken, we're out of time. Your turn. Talk fast. See you next time on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno. Find them online at evangelhome.org. That phone number in the 559 area code. 264-4714. God bless you. Thanks for joining us this time around. We'll chat with you next time around for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.